Never get enough of this.
The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Look back to when you were in school and... not what you wanted to be, maybe what your mom and dad tried to steer you towards doing one day. My mother would always tell me that mathematics was the most important thing because of the combination of things I wanted to be when I grew up, the one thing that my grandfather was in the Air Force, and I always remember being absolutely bewildered by flight and by airplanes, and I wanted to be a pilot when I was really small, and I think that was something that my mom was like, yeah, that's a great idea. Possibly she was thinking about travel one day in her older years, that she'd get to travel for free if her son was a pilot. But that was something that I remember being the first thing that my mom was pretty excited about me being. And then she would drive that into a form of getting me to do homework for specific subjects where you'd have to require that to be a pilot. And I'll never forget her going, well, there that goes, then you being a pilot, if those are your math results. And I was like, hang on a second, you're taking away all this beauty in my mind of what being a pilot is, the flights, you know, and being this the Top Gun pilot. Mm. But telling me I've got to do maths. What's that got to do with flying an aeroplane, really?
Well,
or for example, if you want to be a doctor one day and your mom says to you, I'd love it if you were a doctor one day, but you've got to do your science and biology, is pathetic. You've got to pull your socks up. I'm like, my socks. Wear socks with sandals. So having said that, is there anything that your folks kind of nudged you towards when you were small and they were like, it would be nice one day if you do that, you could be this, or this is, you know, a possibility. If you could be like your brother, you could be like your cousin so-and-so.
Net so. Everyone was nog eens baie groot geweest in my tijd. Mm. A lawyer.
Yeah.
Accountant,
yes.
A doctor.
Still.
Those were the three.
The big three.
Yeah.
My expectations started in the womb, or in my mom's womb.
They knew then you were going to be a rugby star.
No, it was funny because I was kicking a lot. And then my mom was like, Derek, kom full scope die kind. And then my dad looked at my mom and he said, Rikaiki. Dat gaan een rugby speler worden.
Hey.
And then, being the pastor that he is, he prayed that I'll become a rugby player.
Yay!
And toen word ik een rugby speler. I wasn't the best kicker though. I was quick with my feet.
You got all the kicking out of your system when you were in the
room. Exactly. and then it all, I turned out to be a rugby player, but now I'm in radio. So. Yeah.
Well, you wanted to be something. I mean, well, you obviously sport was, it was, it had to do with sport, because sport was in the genes. And you also probably realized, like a lot of sport people do, that sports can only play a fraction of your life, and then you've got to have life after sport. Right?
That's it.
And even our current sports crop of sports stars, a lot of them go to varsities, obviously, to get degrees so that one day they can use those degrees.
Something to fall back on.
For life after sport. Yeah. Was that the same for you?
It was. I wanted to be a sports psychologist, studied for it. MBA and Sielkunde, but I didn't finish my degree, and then started my radio career in 2011, 2012, and have worked here ever since. But you kind of like, when you know you don't have that something to fall back on, I think you work 10 times harder because you know that this is it. If you don't make this work, then what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
So that was kind of like my story when it comes to, but my mom and my aunt wanted me to become a doctor. But after doing some shadowing at Khalidi Haas, down in Potchefstroom, I was like,
Khalidi
Haas. Khalidi Haas.
That sounds like coloring the rabbit. Khalidi Haas.
I was like, no, thank you. It's okay. I'm more inclined into the emotional side of a person than, trying to quickly fix them with medicine and
I think the easiest thing to study, I think when you leave school, right? Mm. The tricks out there, you're listening and you go to school, get a BSc.
Mm.
Behind shop counter.
I see, Ryan. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying. It's a good thing to do when you leave school. You will give... I got my BSc, man. BSc behind shop counter. Woo!
Next fight, Damien.
Next fight, Damien.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.